Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Brian Springy, baby.
I'm a whole back.
That's how you want to feel. So we're all shooting for spry and springy. Noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations.
Oh!
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple minutes away from right now. We'll get back into the college football weekend ahead. The games on Saturday, certainly the big game in Columbus between Ohio State and Indiana. And then some of the ranking reaction as well. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
I found my itinerary to the Vegas Monk, and I get to go to Utah.
Cool.
Yeah, man. For the first time, never been to Utah. So,
do you consider, like, do you have, like, a standard for what you consider having been to a place? So now you will have been to Utah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Me and my wife always argue about this because she'll be like, she was like, oh, before we got together, she's like, oh, I've been to Seattle. I was like, have you? What did you do there?
Right.
She's like, oh, I had a layover on my, well.
Technically, you've been there.
Technically, no. What? Because.
Is the airport not in Utah?
Well, the airport, you can say you've been to Utah.
Right.
But the airport, the SeaTac airport is not in Seattle.
Oh.
It's in a town called SeaTac, which is right between Seattle and Tacoma.
What a well-actually.
It is a big well-actually. But I'm also even more strict than that. I don't know why. I don't know why I care about this, but I do. Like, I feel like in order to say that I've been someplace, I have to have done something there.
I'm gonna have some drinks.
Sure, yeah.
They have some drinks. They serve alcohol at the airport in Utah?
It's going to probably be watered down, but I bet you could get some. Don't you have to join some sort of alcohol club or something like that to drink in Utah?
I don't know.
It's all very complicated.
I don't know. Let me think of this thing.
The Mormons, the last thing they want you to do is have a normal drink.
I get to Utah, I'm leaving from Denver, so I get to Utah at 10:30.
A.M.
Yeah.
Okay, and then when you take off?
11:50. I get to Vegas at 12:15.
Okay, so you have a little bit of time to get off the plane, walk to your other gate, and maybe find a drink on the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna get me a drink in Utah.
There you go.
Take that.
Then you can say you've been to Utah.
Yes.
Which I know you've wanted to say for a long time.
Yeah, man.
But like when we drive places, like we did that long drive to Missouri earlier this year, right? And we just for a brief moment drove through like the tip of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, in order to say I've been in Arkansas, I need to stop, put my feet on the ground, and do something. So we stopped and got gas.
I've been to Arkansas.
I used the bathroom.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got gas and took a dump in Arkansas.
I think more differently in a car, I've been through.
Okay.
I've been through. But in the airport, I've been there. I got feet on the ground.
You put your feet on the ground.
I'm going to get me a Utah magnet, refrigerated magnet.
So I've been to Amsterdam.
There you go.
Because I was in the Amsterdam airport. I didn't do anything there.
But you've been
there. I didn't do any cool stuff. That's not really, you know, like there's never a cool way to bring that into a story.
Oh, yeah.
Like if people are talking about, we went to Amsterdam last year and did all this stuff. I can't also be like, oh, I've also been to Amsterdam.
Can. But when you get yourself into trouble, they ask you what you did.
What'd you do? You know, the regular stuff. Like even bringing it up then makes it into a lame situation. You know what I mean?
Don't get caught being lame.
I just wouldn't even bring it up.
Exactly.
I'd just be like, oh yeah, I've never been there.
You didn't gotta say that. Just don't say nothing.
I know.
Yeah, just don't say nothing.
Just don't say anything is always hard for me sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Just shut the hell up.
Yeah,
Andy.
Just don't say anything.
Just sit there and be quiet.
Yeah, just don't say anything.
I can't do that.
I've been to Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know me, dog. I'm a one hit, you know, word I can say without getting in trouble. No, I can't say that. I'm a one time guy at a certain place.
Okay.
Like, I don't like to go.
Now you're good.
I'm not a real repeat guy when it goes to traveling.
You can cross Utah off the list.
Yeah, been there.
So we have these maps for the kids that are like, it's a map of the United States, and every state is like a scratch off.
Yeah.
So every time they visit the state, you scratch it off. So they have different maps in their rooms talking about the different states that they've been to. We haven't encountered a layover situation yet. I don't know if I would count it.
Wow.
I don't know if I would.
Okay.
Like if we were going to Seattle and we had a layover in Utah, and Jack and Lily have neither of them have been to Utah, if we were just in the Utah airport, I don't know if I would allow the state to be scratched off the map.
That's the difference between your wife and my wife and our family. My wife would buy some memorabilia from the airport.
Just to claim that
we've been there.
I mean, all right. Yep. You do a little commerce there, then maybe you can count it.
Yes.
I don't know. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle here to kick off the noon hour. We got this news yesterday while we were on the air. The Jets have now fired not only their head coach, but their general manager, Joe Douglas. Turns out that the owner has been pretty much meddling in everything throughout the entire season. Joe Douglas didn't really have a chance. He's actually kind of done a decent job as far as drafting and all that. Like, the Aaron Rodgers thing isn't really his fault.
He's missed on two QBs.
True.
Two QBs.
But this one's not really his fault.
Yeah, but I think the thing, and Diana Rossini's reporting, you know, a whole bunch of mess went on as far as Woody came down, was like, bench Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, week four, the owner asked him to bench Aaron Rodgers.
Bench Aaron Rodgers.
And they said, we don't want to.
Yeah, they said, we don't want to.
And they got fired.
Robert Saleh got fired. And then you remember how everybody was talking about, because he talked to Aaron Rodgers on Monday. That Monday, Saleh was fired the next day. So the Aaron talked to the guy. So they wanted you to be the starter. This guy that you talked to wanted to bench you. So it's a complete mess.
It's a total mess.
It's a total mess. And Woody does not want Aaron back, and Aaron don't want to be back. And so that goes, is this Aaron's last go-round?
I would think that it would be, but you never know.
You never know.
Teams.
You never know.
Quarterbacks and, you know,
you
third chances, whatever you want to call it. I wouldn't do it.
Hell no.
If I was running an NFL team, I wouldn't do it. Here's the other thing. Like, now, because they're obviously not a good franchise, but I guess I didn't realize where it was. Like, I didn't because you know the Panthers are a disaster.
Yes.
For years, the Redskins and Commanders and Washington football team are a disaster.
Yes.
The Raiders are a disaster.
Yes.
Like, there's places that, like, if you have your choice, you don't really want to go there.
Right.
They're on that list.
Yes.
Like, that's awful.
Yes.
That's an awful situation.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Great.
Yes. And of all those teams you said, what was the number one issue with all of them?
Yeah, the owner's crazy. The owner doesn't let people do their jobs in all those situations.
And so does he take this ambassadorship job overseas again this time? But I don't think he would go anywhere until he gets, like, his front office guy that he wants in the building, and the coach that he wants. But, yeah, he's a disaster. And I know Mike Bell said it, and he said it perfectly. Just look at how he wears his damn hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just look how he wears his hat.
Yeah, there's giveaways with these people.
Yeah.
Look at the Raiders guy's haircut.
Yes.
Look at how Woody Johnson wears his hat.
Yeah.
What's Tepper got?
Look at his you're a billionaire, and you walk into a damn mom-and-pop shop.
There you go.
To tell them to take down a sign.
That's just a small,
That's just a small little man.
Just a small little man.
Small
tiny
little, man.
Little fella. All right, let's hear Kirk Cousins talking about making some adjustments.
I do, but it's one thing to talk about. It's another thing to go do it. And with, I believe it's six games remaining in the regular season, you know, we've got this substantial stretch here where we need to play our best football.
Yep.
And, you know, that starts with kind of on the bye week, having conversations, doing self-scout to resolve some of the things that haven't been good enough, and then make sure that the corrections show up in the last six games of the year, starting with our game against Chargers.
Yeah, self-scouting, everything. You know, he's got to play better. Hasn't thrown a touchdown in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's my issue with them right now. Like, obviously, the losses are bad the last couple of weeks. The loss to Denver is unacceptable. But, like, you're going to get guys back on defense, and the defense wasn't very good to begin with, right? Like, okay, so say everyone gets healthy on defense, and you play to your personnel potential. Maybe you can be kind of a middle-of-the-road 20th or 22nd defense in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was always kind of the ceiling, right? The defense wasn't going to be all that good. We saw that early in the year. The offense is healthy.
Yeah,
they got their guys.
For the most part, yeah.
I mean,
what's the problem?
Yeah. Like, that's where the focus needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the spotlight needs to be.
This spotlight.
They're not going to do a damn thing if those guys don't play better.
This spotlight needs to go to Zach Robinson. Figure it out.
Sure.
Figure it out. Yes, you had a night. The beginning was awful. You found your stride and everything like that, and now the performance is tapered off. And he'll tell you this, it starts with him and the quarterback. Those two dudes have got to figure it out. Now, obviously, the guys around them got to play hopefully this week and next week gives Moody some time to heal from it with the hammy and all those different things that he can get back to performing at a high level. But, yeah, those two dudes right there, Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins, got to get this figured out. Quick, fast, in a damn hurry, because the offensive play calling has been trash the last couple of weeks. Kirk Cousins, call him what it is, he's been trash.
He hasn't played good.
He hasn't played good.
He
has not played good these last 2 weeks. And so the offense, because of we mentioned yesterday, because of how course your I'm calling it because of how bad your defense is.
The defense isn't good.
Your offense,
they're not good.
You, but we knew this coming to the league. I didn't know this defense was going to be this bad.
Neither did I.
I didn't think they were going to be world beaters.
No,
but I didn't think they were going to be this bad.
No, I thought that they could be. I thought they could be. You know. Right around I thought middle of the pack.
I thought somewhere 17 to 20.
Something like that.
Yes.
Right. And if they were, and as good as the offense has the potential to be, then the team could be pretty good, right? Like that was the sort of the ceiling of it. And we've been talking about this for a month. Like the ceiling of the team is dictated by the defense and how not good they are.
Right.
But that's only if the offense plays up to its potential. And I understand it's complementary football and all that kind of stuff. But like the play calling doesn't have a ton to do with how bad the defense is at getting to the quarterback.
Yeah.
They haven't been good at getting to the quarterback all year.
Yep.
And they've had games where they've scored 30 and they've moved the ball and all that kind of stuff. Like, you're not doing anything if this offense doesn't get back to
it's
good.
It's going to be a disaster.
Brutal finish to this
it's gonna
year.
It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
It's going to be a damn disaster. It's going to be a damn disaster.
Figure it out. Speaking of disasters, here's Jerry Jones talking about his quarterback situation.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I want to give our team the very best chance it can in all phases be successful. And so we're going to go here with a quarterback that gives us the best chance to win the game. I think our best chance is to have Rush in here. And the goal is to win the game.
I'm still trying to figure out why everybody why people are clamoring to see what they have in Trey Lance. Dak Prescott's your damn quarterback.
Right.
Why are you, I mean, people are like, they want to see what Trey Lance, for. Have you not seen enough of what Trey Lance could do?
I guess not. I haven't seen anything from Trey
Lance.
Exactly. I never seen him play.
Yeah, I mean, when
he
you saw
like seven
when,
games.
When you saw him play, did it look good?
I don't remember.
No, it was pretty bad.
I mean, I think, yeah, it wasn't good, but it's like, it was so few and
but
far my, between.
But this is one thing I don't understand. Like, people are like clamoring for talking about, well, we want to see what they have in the future. The future what? The future quarterback was on crutches in a press box last week, covered his face on Monday night.
They just paid him. Right? Am I wrong about that? Didn't they just pay Dak the most money?
Yes, ever.
Right before the start of this year?
Ever.
I don't know. Maybe they could trade Trey Lance? Maybe people are tired of seeing Cooper Rush.
I guess, man. I guess.
Is he redheaded?
I don't know.
Maybe it's anti-ginger bias.
It could be, man.
I think that's what it is.
Kevin Stefanski says, because he's on the hot seat. I think Kevin Stefanski is going.
Yeah, he's a ginger.
Okay.
That's what it is. People are tired of seeing it.
I don't like that phrase when you talk about men.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Why?
Kevin Stefanski is going to get a job. Okay. He gets fired from Cleveland. He will have a job in his coach's cycle. He's too good of a damn coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They shouldn't fire him either.
Yeah.
Like, it's not his fault that they signed Deshaun Watson.
The whole ginger thing is because of the categories.
Oh, got it. That makes so much. It's so funny because I didn't understand it, and then you said that. Like, oh, now I completely understand it. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to college football conversation. We'll start looking ahead to some of the games on Saturday for sure. React to the rankings from last night as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into the college football rankings from last night. The implications for a lot of these games this weekend as well. Obviously, Indiana and Ohio State just saw some big-time breaking news,
man,
related to that game. According to On3, Ohio State's starting center Seth McLaughlin suffered a torn Achilles tendon in practice. He's going to miss the rest of the season. That so that's a
big deal right
that's
there.
A big deal at a bad time, an important player with a huge game on Saturday. That really sucks. You hate to hear that.
Yeah, man. And, you know, in Ohio State, they have the depth. But, you know, it's different having depth than having a guy like him. You know, Georgia had depth at center, but that wasn't Cedric Van Praan.
Yeah, and you saw what it looked like even when the starting center from this year was out.
He played good. He played really good against Tennessee. He really did. But, yeah, I mean, when you talk about getting to, because of the new format, getting to the national championship game, if you don't have a bye, you're going to win four damn games.
It's so hard.
You know what I mean? You got to win four games.
Yeah. I was thinking about that this morning as far as, like, because Boise right now, as it stands, would have a bye. I don't think it'll finish like that. Maybe it will. Who knows? But, like, the advantage, especially for a team like them that just doesn't have the depth that these other teams have, would be huge. Because then they would only have to play three, and still, they're it's not that wouldn't probably happen either. But like, that's when I really start looking at who do you really buy as far as being built for what this is? Because this is different than what it's ever been before. It's always been hard to win a national championship, whether it was the BCS, whether it was four team. Now, like if you're a team that doesn't get a bye, and especially like this is unlikely to happen, but it's possible. Like you play in the conference championship game, lose it, don't get the bye, right? But make the playoff, then you have two extra games as opposed to the team that you lost to in the conference championship game. Because they, you know, or a team that didn't make the conference championship game. But that's where it comes down to the belief in the roster. Because I think you start looking at the teams that are ranked at the top. Like, you know, you take your 10 best players, 15 best players, whatever. It's probably pretty similar between Oregon and Texas and Miami and Ohio State and Georgia and all these teams. But you get past that. You're going to have to get past that. Because in order to win a national championship, you're going to have to beat those teams. And then the next weekend, another one of those teams. And then the next weekend, another one of those teams. And like if you're playing, like if Georgia were to play Penn State, like it sits right now, like there's guys that aren't playing the next weekend after that game. Like guys are going to get hurt in that game. But that's, like, that's the deal.
But you hope that it's not the case.
Hopefully.
And the thing about
it is.
But the thing about it is, it's not even necessarily you're going to get hurt or so that you're going to be knocked out. It's going to be a physical damn football game.
Or even if you do play, you're going to be dealing with serious bumps and bruises.
I mean, you think about that matchup. Penn State's a physical damn football team.
Exactly.
You know, and obviously we know what Georgia is. But then you think about it from a standpoint of, okay, say you're Georgia and you got, say this all stands back, whatever, I don't think it will, but say for instance, you know, they got to go there. Well, that gives Kirby 3 weeks or two weeks, whatever, to get his team ready to go. That gives Kirby 2 weeks, Kirby's players 2 weeks to get healthy. Like I anticipate if it holds chalk the way it is, and I suspect this will be the healthiest Georgia team of the season.
Yes.
I would spend wherever they go.
That first playoff game.
Because look, they would be the healthiest team.
No offense to UMass, but they're going to be able to. Now, Georgia Tech's going to be a tough game.
Georgia Tech going to take some notch.
That's going to be a physical football.
Because they are coming with the big boy pads up to Athens. So I have no doubt about that. It's going to take its toll on you because they are a physical damn football team.
But then if things go the way that that Vegas thinks they will, then Georgia won't play in the SEC championship. If favorites win, there's obviously scenarios that would lead to Georgia playing in the SEC championship game. We'll do more of those if need be, but it's pretty complicated, honestly. Like there's a lot of different ways that it could go right now in the SEC. It's like six different teams that really have an opportunity to get there. Whereas in the ACC, there's really only three teams that can get there. And in order for Clemson to get in, they would need help, right? Like Miami would have to lose to Wake Forest this weekend and to get them back in the mix.
So if Clemson doesn't trick it off to Louisville, they're in, right?
If they wouldn't have, yeah.
Yeah, they would have won. They would have beat Louisville. Mm-hmm. They're in, and then obviously SMU would probably be in, right?
And SMU right now has the clearest path because they're undefeated in the conference.
Exactly, okay. All right, so, I mean, it's all...
And if SMU, let me make sure I have this right. I think I do. If SMU beats Virginia on Saturday,
which they are,
they're in.
Yes,
because they'll have another ACC game, but they could lose it and still win the tiebreaker to be in the ACC championship game. So yeah, if SMU beats Virginia, SMU is one of the weird teams too because you know maybe people just weren't paying attention to them or didn't expect them to be here or whatever. But like they've got just as good of a resume as other teams that are ranked above them.
I don't think anybody paid attention to them.
Yeah. Nobody realized.
Yes.
It's like, oh, because we've said this as recently as like last week.
Oh, damn. That's right. They're in the ACC.
Oh, they're in the ACC. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like they're only lost. SMU has one loss this year. It's to BYU.
Yep.
BYU's good. Yep. Like they're a good football team. So again, it'll all play itself out because all these teams have to play each other, at least in the conference championship game between SMU and Miami and Clemson, however that shakes out. But back to the original conversation about what it's going to take to get there. Just from a health standpoint, it would definitely benefit Georgia and whoever else to not play in the conference championship game. Like if you can not play in the conference championship game and still get into the playoff, That's what you would prefer from a health standpoint.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Oh no,
yeah.
Look, sure, me too. That's nonsense.
No, I want Georgia.
Go in the SEC championship game.
Yes, I want Georgia to be in the SEC championship game.
Go play in the SEC championship game and win it. But you can understand where Lane Kiffin and other coaches might be coming from logically to say, yeah, there could be a benefit to that.
Yeah, but my thing is like him saying that is not good for his team.
No. You know what I mean? I don't think it is
at all. That's not for his team.
No.
But now,
Lane finally got over the hump winning a game against a team like Georgia, and he's still saying crap like this publicly.
You know what I mean? Like, I that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't benefit his team. But, I mean, it's all subjective. We know this. You got 12 people, 12 individuals in that room all watching football differently. They really are. And that's the confusing thing about it. Because you always want – if you're going to have a collection of people like this, you would think – and I don't know – this for a fact that they will all kind of have some similarity as far as how you view the game. And you'll hear it all the week because that's why I keep talking about people catching strays, other teams catching strays. Well, Georgia has this strength of schedule and all those different things. But Georgia has two losses.
Mm-hmm.
They have two losses. Would Georgia beat Miami? Yes. Is Georgia better than Indiana? Yes. I mean, yeah, they're better than these teams. I think they're better than Texas. All right?
Well, they are.
They'd be better than Texas. I think, you know, and they're just as good as everybody else. But I think, you know, is Georgia in that same category as how Nick was with Alabama? We'll get the benefit of the doubt about everything. I think we're in that realm of Joe, and rightfully so, because last year Georgia didn't get the benefit of the doubt, even though everybody knew that they were one of the best four teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think the committee knew they would have won the best four teams.
Yeah, and I think they did, but it still confuses me. I understand they lost the SEC championship game,
but it still confuses.
But like, if they're going to leave out an undefeated conference champion last year,
then why
would you apply that standard of okay, we don't care about that, we only care about what we think are the four best teams. Clearly, Georgia was one of the four best teams, and again, hopefully, this new format, by having 12 teams, will eliminate that at least. I think it'll eliminate that because I think last year was the first time that I can think of that a team didn't make the Final Four that I think was the best team in the country.
Oh, that's true.
I can't think of a time that ever happened before. I think if Georgia would have made the Final Four, I don't know who you leave out, Texas or whatever, Georgia would have won the national championship.
Ooh.
They would have beat Washington and they would have beat the Michigan and they would have won the national championship. Probably. Although we have now seen Carson Beck in big games not play well. Maybe last year Carson Beck was different than this year.
That team last year.
He did have Brock Bowers and he did have Ladd McConkey. So whatever.
That team last year.
It doesn't matter. All that to say, you'll probably never have that situation again where when the playoff comes out, you say, well, that team got left out and they could have won the national championship. Teams will be left out that you could argue deserve to be in. But I don't think there's going to be very many. Maybe it'll happen. You know, I don't want to say never because it's college football and things are crazy. But like, I don't think you'll get that situation. I think there's so many teams right now. I don't know how many, but I think there's so many different teams right now, depending on what their path looks like, how it plays out. Health, obviously, as you just saw from Ohio State. Depth, like, there's like six or seven teams right now legitimately that wouldn't surprise me if they win the national championship this year.
Exactly, man, because, I mean, the parity part about it is what makes it as good because all of them are very, very good football teams. And I think, was it Mason that called in and asked the question to us, who's the best team in college football? It's never a definitive – it's always like, I think it's
– I could make an argument for a few different teams. you know what I mean?
You're like, I think it is, and everything like that. It's funny because you get on the algorithm thing, and this – I guess this Penn State fan says that, oh, I would love to have Georgia up here in a playoff game. James Franklin is 5-0 against SEC teams.
All right.
He owns them.
Okay.
All right.
What's his record against ranked teams?
He's 5-0 against SEC teams. But he owns them.
You know, that's what you should think if you're a Penn State fan, whatever. Who bring them on. They got to come to our house, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I will say this. It'd be a lot of fun to see some of these big, like these brand matchups. I know this isn't how it's going to end.
No, it's not.
But if it did end like this and you had like Alabama going to Notre Dame and playing Notre Dame in potential weather like that time of the year.
Why is it that everybody keeps talking about that part?
Because
everybody's talking about the weather. The southern teams going up to the north to play. They got heated bitches at Georgia.
Yeah, but there's no snow on the field ever.
Please.
It's also fun to watch.
I love it. No, I love it. It's just fun to watch. People are making it like it's going to be a deciding factor in a game if Georgia has to go to Penn State. No, it's not.
No, I mean, I think people always forget, like, and it's more so in college than it is in pros, but like people always talk about, oh, this team's most of these guys aren't from cold weather places either.
Yeah.
Penn State recruits kids from Florida.
That's what we always talk about in Buffalo. I'm like, yeah, they cold too.
I know.
And you know what's so funny?
It was like when the Dolphins would play the Patriots. Those guys aren't from New England.
And the thing about it would be so funny because you would ask them.
Yeah. No, we hate it.
You would ask them. You would ask them questions like, dog, what do you put on to keep yourself warm?
Yeah.
And the stuff they would tell you, like, damn.
I just mean it would be really
fun. I need to go to a hunting store.
To see the Georgia road uniforms in the snow
in Happy Valley against
Penn State in that atmosphere.
It'd be awesome.
Like, that's what this is. Like, the arguments are fun. Somebody's going to get screwed. Most teams are going to get in that deserve to get in. But, like, what's coming, the actual reality of these games that are going to be played in the playoff is going to be so great. It's going to be so much fun. I don't know. I think it's better. Maybe I'm biased, but I think it's better. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ooh-hoo!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Our guy Mark Schlereth going to join us, Odyssey NFL Insider at 120. I mean, we talked to him last week. Obviously, he knows the Broncos as well as anybody does.
Right.
Playing there, working there, cover them and all that. He couldn't have even seen that coming.
No.
So we'll talk to him about the fallout from that game with the Falcons in Denver and then everything else NFL related as well.
Yeah, we wanted to do this, and we wanted to give a shout-out to our listener, LV. That's his Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent us a video of his baby girl, Madeline.
Yep.
And she is, obviously, she's not doing well. She's not feeling good and everything like that, but she's had lung surgery last week. And he said everything's going well, moving forward to getting out of Choa this weekend.
Yep.
Remember, we were up at Choa.
We were at Choa
a couple weeks ago. And so she said he made her sing the jingle to 92.9 The Game, which is awesome. And she's in bed with her beautiful self. And we're just glad that Madeline's doing well.
It looks like her spirits
are
good.
It looks like her spirits are good.
They said they got a good report today.
And I love it. And I love it.
We love it. Thank you so much
Appreciate
for sending
it.
That to
Thank
us
you for
and
sharing,
listening.
Man.
And yeah, get well soon, Madeline.
I love it.
For
I love
sure.
it. I want because we were talking, because. Sometimes I don't even know when Bo plays certain things. Certain things I know when Bo's playing it and everything. But we played the Michael Jackson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think about going back when I was a little kid. I thought Michael Jackson was a badass and bad because he did that. And he made the face with it. So he's like, man, Mike, like, he can whip some ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then as I got older, you know, and Mike got lighter, I was like, you know what? That was all a facade.
Yeah, it was an act.
It was an act. Like, you ever notice in Beat It, he didn't get into the fight.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get into the knife duel. He was just over there dancing.
Yeah.
But it's about you. But you the bad guy though.
Mm-hmm.
You and your ass over there. You over there dancing
and
while
he,
a knife fight going on.
Even if he would have, it's just a music video.
I know.
He was, you know what I mean?
I know, dog.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking as a kid, like, why Mike ain't in that?
I read a thing. I don't know if this is true or not, but I read it on the internet, so I'm going to say it on the radio now. I read that he kind of was a badass, though.
Oh, no.
He got in a fight with Tupac.
They say Mike can swing.
I heard he beat Tupac up. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's about as bad as they're eating the dogs and they're eating the cats.
They're eating the dogs.
That's about as bad.
I don't know.
But
somebody tweeted it.
I don't know. They say there's certain people who you
neither one of them can dispute
who,
it. So
who
I'm
you think would be
it.
A badass? One was Mike.
Yeah.
One was Prince.
Mm.
I still don't believe Prince can hoop like people tell me he can.
I want to believe it.
I don't want to believe that.
I like that.
I don't. But the one
I like that myth.
But the one that I never would have believed growing up until I got older, because it was a big time thing when I was a kid, was MC Hammer. I didn't know MC Hammer was like that because you let the dancing and the
baggy. Yeah, like his persona gave a different impression.
Yeah, he gave off a different impression.
Yeah, he was much tougher than you would
Yeah,
think.
Yeah, like Hammer was. Yeah. Yeah, Hammer
from
make,
Oakland.
Hammer make you lead Earth. Yeah, that was Hammer.
Yeah.
I did not. There was no way in hell people would. I was like.
That's always.
I was like, Dookie Pants?
That's always the interesting
no
one. Because I understand why someone would want. I understand both ways. Like MC Hammer obviously projecting the image that he did made him a lot of money. But it's always easier to understand, like, okay, I would get why you would act hard publicly and make people think you're tough. But then when you actually find out somebody that seemed mild is actually not to be trifled with. Like the one that's still, and I don't even say it, but I with all due respect, he deserves every bit of respect he gets as a player. Marvin Harrison stories are wild.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison, you would never think would be someone that you would have to choose your words wisely with.
Yeah, man. Marvin don't play about that, but And anybody, he beat up. Mike did not beat up. I know that, you know, that leg kick Mike does. It's quick.
Oh, did I get some backup on that one?
Yeah. But you know that leg kick that Mike does is real quick. You think he got Tupac with
Tupac
that?
Tupac was acting too. Like, I mean, he was putting on, you know? See the early videos.
Ain't no way in hell. Oh, talking about when he was with Humpty Hump now.
When he was doing poetry and
wearing
bracelets.
No, you remember when he was doing the Humpty dance?
I do.
Yeah. I can't beat up no damn Tupac. Hell no. I am not going to believe. Man, Tupac might grab Mike by that hair. Gank Mike down.
That's a fight I'd pay to see. That's a fight I'd pay
Tupac
to see.
Ain't get beat up by no man with no glitter socks.
Tupac also, like, people don't realize this. It's like 5'4". He's a small man. So Mike had the reach and the kick.
But yeah,
and the speed.
That kick Mike do, though. And you know he had defense mechanism with the moonwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus those shoes he was wearing, they had thick, like, wooden heels it looked like. I don't know. You could do some dirt.
I still ain't believing. I am not believing.
Okay, good.
That Tupac got beat up by Mike.
I want to believe it. I don't know why. But yeah. It's funnier to me if it's true.
Nah, man. Nah, man.
In life, I tend to go with, if I don't know the answer, what's the funnier outcome?
The funnier outcome?
Funnier outcome is Michael Jackson beating up Tupac.
Hell yeah. Now, Mike's from Gary, Indiana now.
Yeah.
And he had Joe as his daddy.
Yeah, he grew up getting his ass kicked.
You know, after all them ass whoopers, he had Teflon skin.
Dude, Gary, Indiana is one of the toughest places you can be from.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize it was 10 seconds from Chicago.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how close it was. Yeah, when we drove.
Yeah, he's from Gary. He's from Gary.
I guess I was in Indiana, too. That's another place I visited.
He was in Gary, Indiana, dog.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Mike was down with the Crips. Come on, man.
Who knows?
Come on, man.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Good. There's other people that think this.
Come on, man.
This is good.
Mike was down with it. Come on.
Brandon, of course, mentioning a tweet that Tababi just sent us. Michael Jackson down with the Crips.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, he told you himself he was a smooth criminal.
He is. I get it. All that. But Mike, please.
He's bad.
And he's bad?
He's bad.
He was a werewolf?
Yeah.
At one point in his
life. Come on, good luck beating up a werewolf.
This man,
Tupac was never a werewolf.
This man carried a monkey on his hip like a fat baby.
He also did that. You know how the tough guys always have pet monkeys or tigers or something like that.
Whatever.
That's true.
Whatever.
Scarface had a tiger. Michael Jackson had a monkey. Whatever. You don't want to mess with no monkey, man. Look at the North Carolina thing.
I wouldn't fight a monkey, that's for sure.
I would not go anywhere near a monkey. So the wait's finally over, almost over. Tonight, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We finally get to see that Chris Sale is indeed going to win the Cy Young Award this year. In the meantime, though, the slow roll of MLB awards continues as they announced the Managers of the Year last night. Stephen Vogt of the Cleveland Guardians gets the American League Manager of the Year.
Braves legend, Stephen Vogt.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I went crazy.
Remember him?
No, same guy, yeah.
Yeah, I went crazy. Okay.
20 games.
I was not crazy.
Or whatever, maybe a few more.
He was a thoroughbred.
He hit 2 home runs in a game and tore his groin.
Yeah.
And never played again.
As long as I wasn't crazy. I was like, boy.
Yeah.
And he actually got to retire with his kid up in the booth.
I was like, when did he?
Home run.
I was like, he's
That's right.
Yep.
Isn't it a raw dogger?
He is a raw dogger.
Yeah, he's a raw dogger. Yep. Okay.
How do you think he got that kid?
I knew you guys there. I knew you
somehow or another, with the entire lineup getting hurt at some point throughout the season and both of our best players getting hurt in the first month of the season and still making the playoffs, Brian Snitker did not win National League Manager of the Year.
Hmm.
It was Pat Murphy of the Milwaukee Brewers. So congratulations, Pat.
You think Snit should have won it?
I do.
You do?
I do like because
didn't Council just kind of left the Brewers high and dry, right, and went to the Cubs?
Yep.
And then Pat Murphy took over. They made the playoffs, too.
They won the division.
Yeah.
Finished with a much better record than the Cubs did.
Yeah.
So, whatever. So, the numbers are in for the Tyson Paul fight. 108 million viewers, sets all kind of records, makes history with Netflix. 65 million concurrent streams, 35 million of those coming from the U.S., and up to 125 million people viewing over the weekend.
Yeah, I would doubt it. I would doubt it.
Two things from that. Netflix learned from their mistake, I hope.
Well, we hope.
Because they're going to do football games.
Yes, they are.
You can't be having streaming issues during stuff
right.
that people want to watch. There will be more of these. Like, if Jake Paul is able to, and I know Mike Tyson's responsible for a lot of those yeah. eyeballs, but, like, if Jake Paul can, like, carnival bark that kind of crowd and money, somebody else going to fight him.
Yeah, no, people want to fight him for the payday.
Exactly.
But he's not going to fight somebody that he can lose to.
No, I don't want to lose
to him. The only time he's lost is when he fought somebody of equal size, yeah. age, and everything like that.
Unless they're willing to sign yeah. the contract yes. that I can't punch you yes. for $20 million. Yes.
So somebody put a funny meme out there on Twitter last week about Jake Paul's next opponent being Steve Gleason.
Aww.
And Steve Gleason actually replied to the tweet, name the time and place.
Well done.
Which, well done, Steve.
Well done, Steve.
Well done, Steve.
So you did mention the downfalls and the issues that Netflix had on Friday night. So Netflix is actually being sued because of the stream on Friday night by a guy named Ronald Denton in Florida.
Florida,
claiming
man.
That Netflix is in a breach or was in a breach of contract, among other things, and he's making or filing a class action lawsuit. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he's going
why?
After.
Did it pause?
You're going after your $25.
Did it pause in the initial fight? I can't remember.
It did. Oh, it froze. Yeah, I watched it live, and it was not a. When it was not pausing and giving you the circle of death, it was very pixely at some points.
Okay.
To where you couldn't really tell like what was going on.
So
like,
he's suing him for that?
I guess breach of contract. Okay, sure. Huh. But what are you going after exactly? Your $25 Netflix subscription?
Right. Like, what are you going to get?
Like, you didn't have to pay extra money to watch it. So, yeah. What are you going to waste money filing a class action lawsuit for?
I don't know. I guess that would mean class action. That would mean
lots of people.
All
yeah.
you guys
yeah.
would get, or so everybody.
Would Netflix have to refund everybody that watched the fight?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Netflix is
going to outlawyer that guy.
Yeah,
or would it be prorated to, like, it's just one day?
So, everybody gets like $3. Yeah, right.
So, among the millions and millions of people that watched on Friday night, Travis Kelce was one of them and spoke about the fight on New Heights.
It felt like a parody going into it.
Yeah.
Just from like Mike slapping him in the weigh-ins and the pre-fight stuff.
Yeah, you know all that's like
and then
a
just,
part of the bit.
Dude, when he did the interview, and then because I'm pretty sure he did the interview with his son. That was his son that interviewed him. He kisses him on the cheek, which I've never seen that in an interview ever in my life. The guy is done with the interview right before his fight, goes and kisses another man on the cheek. Says, I love you, and then walks off, and the camera pans and slightly goes down so he can catch this guy in nothing but a jock strap.
Dude, I'm not going to lie.
And then froze.
That was a funny thing. It froze, and I didn't know that was his son because when Mike said, I love you to him, I was like, okay. Because Mike says he loves you, everybody.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was his kid. Because he damn sure said it. I love you.
I didn't know that either.
I did not know that.
Okay.
I saw the kiss, and I saw the I love you. That had no clue that was his kid. I just thought it was Mike just being
now,
friendly.
I'm not sure if Mike Jr. has a career in broadcasting or interviewing or what. I'm not sure where he came
from. The fact that he had the damn jock strap on was the funniest thing, though.
Very funny.
Because they caught it.
Yeah.
And Mike's like.
But panned down to it.
But the only person in the world that would have that. That would happen to is Mike Tyson.
Does that almost make you feel like that was a part of it too? Like
maybe it was.
It got a lot of attention.
He's walking around the locker room and nothing but a jock strap around like the whole Netflix camera crews and everybody's in there.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, cats walk around the locker room butt naked all the time.
Yeah, I don't know
which
what
I
you
think
wear
is still
before
the dumbest
fight.
Rule
but
ever.
Not right before
a
pay-per-view.
Put a freaking towel on
or some shorts or something.
Well, like I mean, I had teammates like that, dog.
I'll say from the media perspective. Yeah. That would be great.
No, I don't want to see your
Nobody
roles.
Does.
This Vivi
Nobody
fat
wants
as hell
to see
just
any
walking through the locker room butt naked.
Did y'all see the Evander and Lennox
it's
Lewis
not the
talking
fat
to Mike
that I'm
before
so
the
worried
fight?
About.
Yes.
And then now I guess Evander wants to fight Mike again. Mike told him no.
Oh, yeah. We said the trilogy is our friendship. Yeah. Yeah. Why?
For that payday.
Yeah.
Evander wants $20 million
too. Oy, oy, oy. All right.
Oh, God.
We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.